Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections in full swing has only 2 days left for canvassing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says central government has provided pakka houses to 4 crore poor people and tap water connection to over 12 crore homes. Supreme Court rejects Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea seeking 7-day interim bail extension. 2 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. IMD says severe heat wave conditions prevailing over northwest and central India to reduce from tomorrow. And in French Open tennis, Novak Djokovic advances to the second round with straight sets victory in Paris. Campaigning for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches its last leg as only 2 days have been left for canvassing. Voting in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that everyone looks to India with respect today, be it the US, Europe or Japan. Addressing an election rally in Mathurapur, West Bengal, Mr. Modi said this has been made possible because people voted to power a BJP-led NDA government at the centre. Listing the achievements of his government, Prime Minister said, in the past 10 years, central government has provided pakka houses to 4 crore poor people, brought tap water connections to over 12 crore homes and provided electricity to every village.
हमने 10 साल में 4 करोड़ गरीबों को पक्के घर बना करके दिए हैं 12 करोड़ से ज्यादा घरों तक पानी पहुंचाया हर गांव तक बिजली पहुंचाई आज हम विश्व की 5वीं बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था है हम 3री बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनने की दिशा में तेज गति से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं अब भारत विकसित भारत बनने की राह पर चल पड़ा है।
In Bihar, senior BJP leader and defense minister Rajnath Singh is holding a public meeting in Bikramganj in Karakat parliamentary constituency in favor of NDA candidate. He is also scheduled to hold public meetings in Buxar and Patna Sahib Lok Sabha constituencies. BJP state president and deputy chief minister Samrat Chaudhary is attending public meetings in Jahanabad constituency. He will address public meetings in Karakat, Nalanda, Sasaram and Patliputra Lok Sabha constituencies. Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan addressed public meetings in Chenari and Sasaram parliamentary constituency. He claimed that NDA will clean sweep in the elections. 8 parliamentary constituencies will go to polls on 1st of June. In Uttar Pradesh, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has a hectic day in the state with 4 rallies and a road show. Addressing his first rally in Maharajganj, Mr. Shah claimed that BJP will get more than 300 seats in just 5 phase of elections and 6th and 7th phase will give the party more than 400 seats. He is scheduled to address rallies in Devaria, Balia and Sonbhadra. In Ghazipur, he will hold a road show. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath today addressed a political rally in Kushinagar and said that only BJP is capable in safeguarding the borders of the country. He will campaign in Devaria and Gorakhpur districts also. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign for party candidates in Dudhi Assembly constituency where bipolls will be held in the final phase of elections. He will later address rallies in Robertsganj and Mirzapur Lok Sabha constituencies also. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, addressing a rally in Ludhiana, said, "Constitution is a voice of the people."
ये संविधान सिर्फ एक किताब नहीं है। ये संविधान हिंदुस्तान के गरीबों की आवाज है। ये संविधान अंबेडकर जी ने बनाया, महात्मा गांधी ने बनाया, जवाहरलाल नेहरू ने बनाया, और हिंदुस्तान के सब लोगों ने मिलकर ये संविधान बनाया है। चाहे रिजर्वेशन हो, चाहे पब्लिक सेक्टर हो, चाहे गरीबों के अधिकार हो, धार्मिक अधिकार हो, जो भी आपको मिले हैं वो इस संविधान से मिले हैं, और अब बीजेपी चाहती है कि वो इस संविधान को खत्म कर दें, मिटा दें।
In Odisha, high voltage electioneering is on for the 6 parliament constituencies, Mayurbhanj, Balesaur, Bhadrak, Jajpur, Kendrapara and Jagatsinghpur and 42 assembly seats. Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi arrived at Baripara under Mayurbhanj Lok Sabha constituency to address an election rally this afternoon. He is scheduled to address two more public meetings at Remuna under Balesaur parliamentary constituency and Barua in Kendrapara Lok Sabha constituency today. Similarly, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge is also scheduled to campaign in Balesaur Lok Sabha constituency today. Women voters have outnumbered men by 3% in the sixth phase of the Lok Sabha elections. This was disclosed by the Election Commission yesterday. The poll panel released the absolute number of voters who voted in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls, which was held on Saturday. According to the report, 64.95% of eligible female voters exercised the franchise compared to 61.95% of eligible male voters. Moreover, the turnout among the third gender recorded at 18.67%, indicating a diverse engagement in the electoral process. Women's participation was higher than men in Bihar, Jharkhand, Ladakh, Odisha and Uttar Pradesh. As many as 58 seats in 8 states went to polls in the 6th phase on the 25th of this month. In the 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held on 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh on June 1st. Mirzapur Lok Sabha seat, which is one of the important seats of Purvanchal, is also included in this. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Mirzapur Lok Sabha constituency holds an important place in religious tourism as well as in the electoral politics of India. In the elections held so far, on this parliamentary seat, Congress has won 7 times, Samajwadi Party 4 times, Bahujan Samaj Party twice, BJP twice, Apna Dal twice, Bharatiya Jan Sangh once, Janata Party once and Janata Dal once. The special thing about this seat is that no one has been able to become MP here for 3 consecutive times. Anupriya Patel of Apna Dal Sunedal, who has been winning this seat in the last 2 elections, is contesting for the 3rd time as an NDA candidate. Union Minister of State Anupriya Patel had defeated SPs Charitra Nisad in the 2019 parliamentary elections. In this election, she will face 3-time MLA and MP Ramesh Chandbind, who left the BJP and joined SP. Bahujan Samaj Party has made Manish Tripathi its candidate, while Apna Dal Kamerawadi has fielded Daulat Singh Patel. Along with this, 6 other candidates are also in the electoral fray. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Bhadrak parliamentary constituency in Odisha is going for polls in the 7th and the last phase of Lok Sabha elections on the 1st of June. The seat has been a stronghold of the ruling Biju Janata Dal, led by Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik, for more than 2 decades. Congress has roped in its senior leader Anand Prasad Sethi to make the battleground of Bhadrak Lok Sabha constituency a triangular one. We have more from a correspondent.
Bhadrak Lok Sabha constituency has become a battle for prestige for the 3 major political parties with heavyweight leaders from BJD, BJP and Congress in the fray in the election for most of the assembly seats. The Lok Sabha has been a stronghold of the ruling BJD in the state for more than 2 decades. In the 2019 elections, BJD candidate Manjulata Mandal won the seat and defeated Abhimanyu Sethi of the BJP. The BJD has repeated Manjulata Mandal in this election. The BJP has also repeated Abhimanyu Sethi. Congress has fielded a senior leader and former MP Ananta Prasad Sethi from the seat. The BJD is quite strongly entrenched in the Lok Sabha constituency, as the party had won 6 out of the 7 assembly segments in the 2019 elections. Several strong candidates have been renominated by the ruling BJD in the assembly elections being held simultaneously. They are expected to poll more votes for the party nominee in the Lok Sabha election. The constituency has assumed immense significance for the BJP also, as party state president Manmohan Samal has entered the fray from Chandwali assembly seat, which comes under Bhadrak Lok Sabha constituency. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. The Supreme Court today refused urgent listing of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea seeking extension of his interim bail by 7 days for undergoing certain medical tests. Refusing to accept Kejriwal's application, Supreme Court Registry said, since he has been given liberty to move trial court for regular bail, the plea is not maintainable. Delhi Chief Minister had got interim bail from Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Dutta on May 10th and was asked to surrender to Tihar Jail on June 2nd. The bench had on May 17th reserved verdict on Kejriwal's challenge to the validity of his arrest by ED in a PMLA case linked to Delhi liquor scam. Refusing to accept application, the apex court said that since the verdict is already reserved on challenge to arrest, Kejriwal's plea for extension of interim bail has no relation to the main petition. Two Maoists, including a female rebel, were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh today. The encounter took place this morning in the forest of Barepara in Maddade area. A reward of 8 lakh rupees was declared on the female Naxalite killed in the encounter. Police have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoist along with two weapons from the spot. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena has ordered paid leave for workers at the construction site from 12 noon to 3 p.m. in view of extreme heat wave conditions in the national capital. Mr. Saxena directed Delhi Chief Secretary Naresh Kumar to issue necessary directions for protecting labour and supervisory staff from extreme heat conditions. He also asked Chief Secretary to convene immediate meeting of officers of all public works department in this regard. Mr. Saxena further directed to arrange earthen pots with drinking water at bus queue shelters to provide relief to bus passengers and passerbys. Water sprinklers, tankers should be deployed to cool down ambient temperature on the roads. The State Bank of India, SBI, released a report anticipating India's GDP growth 7.4% in the fourth quarter of the financial year 2023-24, while the overall growth could touch 8%. The report released by SBI's Economic Research Department highlights the potential impact of global economic resilience on India's growth trajectory. The report identifies a consistent growth trend across both urban and rural sectors in India. Urban economic momentum is indicated by strong performance in passenger vehicle sales, airport passenger traffic, GST collections, credit card transactions, petroleum consumption, and toll collection. IAS Pradeep Kumar Tripathi has been appointed as Secretary to Lokpal till 30th of next month. The Appointment Committee of the Cabinet has also approved the appointment of IAS Rakesh Ranjan as Chairman of Staff Selection Commission, SSC. IAS Amit Yadav of the 1991 batch has been appointed as Officer on Special Duty in the Department of Social Justice and Empowerment Department. He will take over secretary after superannuation of incumbent secretary Saurav Garg on the 31st of July. Telangana state government and main political parties are making elaborate arrangements for the decadal celebrations of the State Formation Day. The state government is making arrangements for a grand public event at Secunderabad Parade Grounds to mark the 10 years of Telangana separate state formation. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions prevailing over northwest and central India are likely to reduce gradually from tomorrow. Serbian tennis star Novak Djokovic advanced to the second round of the French Open with straight sets victory in Paris last night. He began his French Open title defense with a solid win over Pierre-Hugues Ekpert in his opening round match. 37-year-old Djokovic will now face Spaniard Roberto Carabeles Bena in the second round. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections in full swing is only 2 days left for canvassing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says central government has provided pakka houses to 4 crore poor people and tap water connection to over 12 crore homes. Supreme Court rejects Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea seeking 7-day interim bail extension. Two Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. IMD says severe heatwave conditions prevailing over northwest and central India to reduce from tomorrow. And in the French Open tennis, Novak Djokovic advances to the second round with straight sets victory in Paris. And with that, we end the Midday News.